today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode. On Sunday, 23rd of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter As-Saff, verse 8 from the Holy Quran. Then we come back and we learn about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, although the disbelievers dislike it.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The enemy is preoccupied at all times with extinguishing the divine light of guidance. Allah's religion is light, namely it leads to knowledge, growth, treading the path towards Allah and happiness. The stratagems and devices of the enemies aiming at confrontation with the truth is fruitless and of no avail. Thus, in order to reflect that the enemies of the truth may not efface divine religion, the blessed verse presents a similitude, saying that they intend to put out the divine light with their mouth, but Allah Almighty perfects His light despite the disbelievers dislike it.
In February 1979, an event of great magnitude shook the world and left political analysts dumbfounded. The event was a true demonstration of the will and power of a people and the fortitude and resolve of one man who decided Iran's monarchy must be overthrown. In this year, the Iranian people rallied behind Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini and took down a powerful regime backed by world powers such as the US, ending 2,500 years of continuous monarchical rule in Iran. The last emperor of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, known as the Shah of Iran, ruled over a country with extreme strategic and geopolitical importance, massive oil reserves, and abundant natural resources and a rich history. All the elements needed for a nation to develop and become a regional power. But all this potential had been under the radar of world powers decades before things came to a head in 1979. Iran's monarchy was strongly influenced by Western powers. Western ways were being imposed on a people with a distinct rooted culture paralleled by their strong Islamic beliefs. This was where the Shah and his supporters underestimated the power of Iran's cultural and religious heritage. Dissatisfaction with the Shah's subservience to the West reached boiling point, and what ensued was a raging storm. The people rose to their feet and brought the monarchy to its knees.
In this episode, we speak about objective of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran believes that objective of the Islamic Revolution is to relieve the country from excess of association with imperialism and to defeat the superpowers. Imam Khomeini not only places a special emphasis on cutting off the hands of criminal powers and isolating them, but also insists on countering the regional agents of imperialism and Zionism. The Islamic Revolution shook the foundations of materialism and pillars of materialistic powers. It also once again revived the divine spiritual values in the people's life and introduced them to the peoples across the world, convincing them that all social and individual aspects of human beings can be managed by religious and ethical values to create a great, progressive, lasting civilization.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this visual, we shall be talking about the Islamic Revolution and its difference with other revolutions, the revolution that happened in Iran. The third characteristic that we need to talk about is having a divine and Islamic ideology, that is, religious orientation. The religious orientation and divine and Islamic ideology is one of the fundamental characteristics of the Islamic Revolution. The French Revolution gave legitimacy to the separation of religion from politics and the state. And the Russian Communist Revolution put forth the idea of the state's opposition to religion. But the Iranian Revolution once again legitimized the integration of religion and state, which today is manifested in the form of the Islamic Republic. The fourth factor, or the fourth characteristic, is authenticity and nativeness. That is, this fourth characteristic of the Iranian Revolution is its authenticity and nativeness. The Iranian Revolution was original and independent both theoretically and practically. Islam was original theoretically, and over 1400 years had become intrinsic to Iranians.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Come with us by Islamic Revolution quotes. Sheikh Sa'id Sha'ban, the late leader of Islamic Unity Movement in Lebanon, says, Imam Khomeini founded an Islamic government as vast as 1 billion Muslims' territory. He actualized the unity between Shia and Sunni. It is now incumbent upon all Muslim scholars to preserve this precious treasure so that arrogant powers do not dare to penetrate into their rows. When we come to achievements of 4 decades of Islamic Revolution of Iran, we reach to a kind of revived phase of Iranian culture. One of the factors for the Iranian people's uprising against the regime of Mohammad Reza Shah was that the regime of Shah was opposite to Islamic culture and values and tried to promote immorality in society. The Islamic Revolution put an end to this evil situation, and the promotion and propagation of religion replaced it. The religiosity and spirituality of the revolution is so important that Ayatollah Khamenei, The leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran said, "The message of the Islamic Revolution is the message of spirituality, attention to spirituality, and bringing the element of spirituality in human life and heeding of morality and God." During 4 decades, ample activities have been done for expansion of the Islamic culture. Mosques have played such an important role in this regard that Imam Khomeini, may Allah keep his soul in peace, called mosques as trenches of the revolution.
Sheikh Zaidu Salami.
We know as Usuli Shia Muslims that we believe in a strong hierarchy of leadership after the Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam during the major occultation. We believe that the authoritative status and position of leadership goes to the marji'iyya or the maraji' faqih. This is why we believe that the backbone of the Shia faith exists in the establishment of Al-Hawza Al-Ilmiya or the Islamic Seminary. This is why such reverence exists towards our ulama, towards those of high authority, because of what they represent. They represent the true line of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It's in this same system that the likes of Imam Khomeini came out. He was a production of the Hawza. He was a jurist. He was a well-known, well-established mainstream marja' taqleed. He was known in the scholarly circles as far as fiqh and usul and all other aspects of Hawza studies. Along with that, he was a well-known theologian. Along with that, he was a well-known philosopher. He was also someone who was well advanced in the area of theoretical mysticism, which could be one aspect of his controversial personality. All the books that have been written by him testify to the variety of sciences that Imam Khomeini had specialized in. And this is among the many things that make Imam Khomeini the personality that he was. That he was a arif of a high caliber. But this never meant that he had secluded himself from the rest of society. He believed that a arif needs to be in constant engagement with the rest of the society. This you would not rarely see in personalities outside of the personality of Imam Khomeini, rahimahullah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Inshallah, we continue this topic in these days that are the days of the month of Bahman, according to solar calendar. That is the month of the victory of Iran's revolution. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Iran, Iran, Iran. رهبر دین کلام مبارکی هست. دست شو.